Today is Tuesday, August 25th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I can't talk. I'm slurring my words. I should restart that, but I'm not going to. Oh, my goodness. So, I got a tweet from Kathy Bacon, which I'll start with because why not? Why not start with a tweet from Kathy Bacon? So Kathy Bacon responds to yesterday's episode and says that she's so rich. Thanks for the refund. I love the live feedback. You know, thank you, Kathy. I'm so glad that you like the live feedback. I'm glad that someone enjoys the live feedback that I'm giving right now to a tweet. That I'm giving live feedback to. Anyway, yeah, I'm glad you like it. She says, stop worrying about life taking place of podcasting. Sheesh. I have yet to almost die from missing a podcast. I'm thinking about taking up rollerblading again. You know, that is such a... I feel like that's 80s, but it was 90s. So, like, roller skating was 80s, I think, or earlier, and rollerblading was 90s. I have a pair. I don't know if I still have them. But I, at one point, I had a pair of rollerblades that I haven't gotten on. Do you say getting on rollerblades? I'm not really sure. But anyway, I had them. I got them when I was in high school. So back in like 1996, 95 or 96. And I carried them around with me to college. I carried them to when I lived in Dallas. And then I believe I must have carried them with me when I moved back to Arkansas. And I don't know where they are. I mean, I probably still have them, and they're probably in the closet. They probably were with all my shoes and when Mark unpacked, because again, I'm a procrastinator and he's not. When I unpacked, or when he unpacked, sorry, he probably put them somewhere. So I think I still have them, but I'm not sure anyway. I should get them out and try that as well and see if I can still stand up. Unrelated to rollerblading, Mark keeps hinting that I need to teach him how to ride a bike because he doesn't know how to ride a bike. And, you know, we always, when we go on all these vacations and stuff that we don't, you know, COVID, so nothing this year. But when we used to go on vacations, there would be these bike tours and, you know, rent a bike and drive around the dunes or whatever, you know, I don't know. And he'd be like, oh, too bad I can't ride a bike. And, you know, I don't know, like I could teach him, but I'm not sure that I would be the best teacher. I guess I'm pretty patient. I don't know. My mom always said, like, she was a piano teacher. And she was going to teach me how to play the piano. And we had one lesson. And then she had a call from someone who was going to be a paying customer. And she said, sorry, honey, I'm going to have to take this paying customer. And I never learned how to play the piano. All her fault, even though I don't really care about playing the piano, so it's okay. I have trouble doing things with two hands at once. And when I was in college, and I've said this before, but, you know, it wouldn't be me if I didn't repeat things. When I was in college, I had a piano instructor because when you're a music major, they require you to take piano for some strange reason, or at least the college I went to did. And maybe, I don't know if Alex Lefebvre still listens to this show, but he probably has something to say about that if he does. I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, she was so mean though. She said to me, how are you a music major and you don't know how to play the piano? And I was like, I'm a really good trumpet player and I sing really well. I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. I did say, well, I'm a trumpet player and my major is trumpet. And I probably told her the whole story of my life. Like, oh, my mom plays piano and she was a piano instructor and, you know, she abused me and wouldn't let me take piano. No, she didn't abuse me at all. My mom was wonderful, but she didn't teach me how to play piano. So therefore, I don't know how to play piano. There you go. End of story. How do you learn how to play the piano and trumpet and get to the level of brilliance that I am on trumpet There's not enough time in the day to learn both. I don't know these people that know how to play multiple instruments. Like, I don't know how they do that. How do you learn? Now, I can understand if you're like a band director and you're mediocre at a bunch of instruments. But if you really want to get good at an instrument, you have to spend a lot of time practicing that particular instrument. So how am I going to be all practicing piano all the time and then also be so wonderful at trumpet? I don't know. I mean, it's impossible. Regardless, I don't know how people do that. And that's the end of that story. I don't even remember how I got to piano, you guys. Oh, my goodness. All right. So as per usual, nothing happened. We worked out and we finished season two of Goliath. I am going to give a little bit of a review on that. So I was really enjoying Goliath. And, you know, I'm still going to say it's very enjoyable if you like. Well, first of all, if you like Billy Bob Thornton, if you like him, it's full of him. I mean, he's the main character. But also, if you like legal stuff, it's, you know, he's a lawyer. So that's good. But I will say the second season ended up being not as much in the courtroom. Like, they were hardly ever in the courtroom. It was more about like a drug cartel and, you know, all these people doing bad things. And, you know, at one point he gets kidnapped, spoiler alert, I know. And, but anyway, we finished that up, season two of that, but I don't know. I mean, I still enjoyed it, but I'm hoping that season three goes back to more of the in court. Because I really am starting to think, other than being a people pleaser, which maybe that means, and I don't really enjoy confrontation at all, but I really find the law and legal proceedings to be so interesting. Like, I know I've said this before on the podcast, but I really enjoyed, even though I sentenced a guy to like 300 years in prison, I really enjoyed my experience as a jury member. I mean, it was just a really, now the part about not liking confrontation really played a lot in the decision-making process, because like everyone on the jury wanted to send this guy away forever. And I didn't. I mean, what he did was bad, but I thought, you know, I mean, let's give him like 20 years or 30 years. He didn't kill anybody. You know, I mean, he did kidnap someone, but he didn't kill her. And I was thinking, you know, let's think about, there is a possibility of redemption for some people. But no, all the other jury members, they were like, no, we don't ever want him on the streets again. We need to give. And so I kind of gave in because, you know, the fact that I don't like confrontation. So the fact that I don't like confrontation caused a guy to get 300 years in prison. It is all of my fault. All my fault. So there's that side of things. If I was an attorney and I was like a trial attorney, because that's what I find very interesting, is like the trial and the whole proceeding, like the questions they can ask and how they get evidence into evidence and, you know, the role the judge plays. And I like the opening and closing statements. You know, I feel like a really good attorney usually is very good at the opening and closing statements, although I'm only basing that off of like television. So I don't know. I mean, who knows if they're, you know, maybe that's all BS. And I can't really say the attorneys in my particular trial were to the level of the TV attorneys as far as persuasion. But we did get to hear an opening and closing argument, and I found that very interesting. So anyway, I don't know. I'll never be an attorney, but I find it very interesting. And I still think Goliath is worth watching, but I am hoping they do a lot more courtroom stuff in season three, because I love that part. Give me a good legal procedural and I am there. So other than that, I had to record But First. So we got together at 9 p.m. Central. We streamed on pride48.com, and it was Fatty and Mike Lawson and Sam in the Hinterlands and Chris and Archer and Faye and Moose. I feel like I'm going to miss someone. I feel like that's everyone, but I'm not really sure. So we got together and we had a good time. It was fun. We always have a good time. on that show. So if any of you guys are watching But First, if you're watching Big Brother, then you should subscribe to that podcast. Or better yet, we record on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Central or 10 p.m. Eastern. So you should go over and go to the chat room, the Discord, and, you know, hang out, because we have a really good time and we talk about Big Brother. And I had luckily watched Big Brother on Sunday, because last week what happened is that I decided I was going to watch Big Brother right before we recorded But First. But I didn't realize I had 3 hours worth of Big Brother to watch. And I started too late, and so I ended up missing like the last 10 minutes and had to just go in and record the show missing the last 10 minutes. Luckily, you know, I was able to fake my way through it. But this time, we watched all of our Big Brother episodes on Sunday evening. And I, you know, we were just watching Goliath on Monday and then and had dinner. We had our restaurant of the week. I don't think Mark was very happy. He didn't say this, but I am guessing here completely. So he probably, you know, maybe he was really happy. But one of my favorite places to eat, which we hardly ever do because Mark's not a big sandwich person. He doesn't like delis or anything where it's just like a sandwich and chips. And normally I wouldn't consider that a, you know, a restaurant that would, you know, suffice for our restaurant of the week. But I love this place called Jason's Deli. And probably most of you don't even have this restaurant in your town, because I'm pretty sure they're a fairly small chain. But I ordered from Grubhub, and I love their chicken salad. It's got pineapple and almonds and mayo and chicken. It's so good. And they put it on a croissant with lettuce and tomato. It's really good. So we got that and some salt and vinegar chips and some cookies. And that was our dinner. But that was our restaurant of the week. So we do that. You know, every week we order something. Now that we have the COVID, we don't go to the restaurants, but we order it. And so we did that. And then we recorded But First. And that was pretty much my evening. We watched, we finished up Goliath, and then we watched Good Mythical Morning on YouTube before we went to bed. And when I took the dog out to pee, no, that was yesterday. I probably already said that. I'm just repeating myself. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.